The following is a manifesto of Krishna consciousness given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded at a Los Angeles press conference on December 22, 1968 in Los Angeles.
Manifesto of Krishna Consciousness, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a movement aiming at the spiritual reorientation of mankind through the simple process of chanting the holy names of God. The human life is meant for ending the miseries of material existence. Our present-day society is trying to do so by material progress. However, it is visible to all that in spite of the extensive material progress, the human society is not in peaceful condition. The reason is that a human being is essentially a spirit soul. It is the spirit soul which is the background of development of the material body. However, the materialist scientist may deny the spiritual existence in the background of the living force. There is no better understanding than accepting the spirit soul within the body. The body is changing from one form to another, but the spirit soul is existing eternally. This fact we can experience even in our own life. Since the beginning of our material body, in the womb of our mother, the body is transforming from one shape to another in every second and in every minute. This process is generally known as growth, but actually it is change of body. On this earth planet, we see change of day and night and of season. The more primitive mentality attributes this change to changes occurring in the sun. For example, in the winter, they think the sun is getting weaker, and at night they presume sometimes that the sun is dead. With more advanced knowledge of discovery, we see that sun is not changing at all in this way. Seasonal and diurnal changes are attributed to the change of the position of the earth planet. Similarly, we experience bodily changes from embryo to child to youth to maturity to old age and to death. The less intelligent mentality presumes that at the death the spirit soul existence is forever finished. Just like primitive tribes who believe that the sun dies at sunset. Actually, the sun is rising in another part of the world. Similarly, the soul is accepting another type of body. When the body gets old, like the old garment, and is no longer usable, then the soul accepts another body, just like we accept a new suit of clothes. The modern civilization is practically unaware of this truth. They do not care about the constitutional position of the soul. There are different departments of knowledge in different universities and many technological institutions to study and understand the subtle laws of material nature medical research laboratories to study the physiological condition of the material body, but there is no institution to study the constitutional position of the soul. This is the greatest drawback of material civilization, which is external manifestation of the soul. They are enamored by the glimmering manifestation of the cosmic body or the individual body, but they do not try to understand the basic principles of this glimmering situation. The body looks very beautiful, working with full energy and exhibiting great traits of talent and wonderful brain work. But as soon as the soul is away from the body, all these glimmering situation of the body becomes useless. Even the great scientists who have discovered many wonderful scientific contributions could not trace out about the personal self, which is the cause of such wonderful discoveries. The Krishna consciousness movement basically is trying to reach this science of the soul, not any dogmatic way, but in complete scientific and philosophical understanding. You can find out the background of this body as the soul and the soul's presence as perceivable by consciousness. Similarly, the presence of super soul and super consciousness in the universal body of cosmic manifestation is perceived by the presence of the Supreme Lord or the Absolute Truth. The Absolute Truth is systematically experienced in the Vedanta Sutra, generally known as the Vedanta philosophy, which is elaborately explained by a commentary by the same author of the Vedanta Sutras, known as the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the Srimad Bhagavatam to understand the constitution position of the Supreme Lord or the Absolute Truth. The Absolute Truth is realized in three phases of understanding, namely as Brahman or the impersonal universal soul, Paramatma or the localized universal soul, and at the end as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. An individual soul is understood in three aspects, namely first in the consciousness, pervading all over the body, then as the spirit soul within the heart, and ultimately exhibited as a person. Similarly, the Absolute Truth is first realized as impersonal Brahman, then as localized super soul Paramatma, and at the end as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna means all-inclusive, or in other words, Krishna is simultaneously Brahman, Paramatma, and the Personality of Godhead. As such, as every one of us is simultaneously consciousness, soul and person, this individual person and the Supreme Lord person are qualitatively one, but quantitatively different. Just like the drop of sea water and the vast mass of sea water. Both are qualitatively one. The chemical composition of the drop of sea water and that of the mass of sea water are one and the same. But the quantity of salt and other minerals in the whole sea is many, many times greater than the quantity of salt and other minerals contained in the drop of sea water. Krishna consciousness movement maintains the speciality of the individual soul and the Supreme Soul. From the Vedic Upanishads, we can understand that both the Supreme Person or God and the individual person are eternal and living entities. The difference is that the Supreme Living Entity or Supreme Person maintains all the innumerable living entities. In the Christian way of understanding, the same principle is admitted, because in the Bible it is taught that the individual entity should pray to the Supreme Father for supplying means of maintenance and giving pardon for their sinful activities. So it is understood from any source of scriptural injunction that the Supreme Lord or Krishna is the maintainer of the individual living entities, and it is the duty of the individual entity to feel obliged to the Supreme Lord. This is the whole background of religious principles. Without this acknowledgement, there is chaos, as it is happening in our daily experience at the present moment. Everyone is trying to become the Supreme Lord, either socially, politically, or individually. Therefore, there is competition for this false lordship, and there is chaos all over the world, individually, nationally, socially, or collectively. Krishna consciousness movement is trying to establish the supremacy of the Absolute Personality of Godhead. The human society is meant for this understanding, because this consciousness makes his life successful. This Krishna consciousness movement is not a new introduction of the mental speculators. Actually, this movement was started by Krishna himself in the battlefield of Kurukshetra at least 5,000 years ago. The movement was presented by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. From this Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that this system of consciousness was spoken by him long, long before he imparted to the sun god Devasthan. That calculation goes to show that before the repetition of the Bhagavad Gita in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, it was once before explained at least 40 million years ago. So this movement is not at all new. It is coming down from disciplic succession, and in India from all great leaders of the Vedic society like Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and lately, about 480 years ago, Lord Chaitanya. The principle is still being followed today. This Bhagavad Gita is also very widely perused in all parts of the world by great scholars, philosophers, and religionists. But in most cases, the principle is not followed as it is. Krishna consciousness movement means to present the principles of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any misinterpretation. In the Bhagavad Gita, we can understand five main principles, namely God, the living entity, the material or the spiritual nature, time, and activities. Out of these five items, God, the living entities, nature, material or spiritual, and time are eternal. But activities are not eternal. The activities in the material nature are different from the activities in the spiritual nature. In the material nature, although the spirit soul is eternal, as we have explained before, the activities are temporary. Krishna consciousness movement is aiming to place the spirit soul in its eternal activities. The eternal activities can be practiced even when we are materially engaged. It requires simply direction, but it is possible under the prescribed rules and regulations to act spiritually. The Krishna consciousness movement teaches these spiritual activities, and if one is trained up in such spiritual activities, one is transferred to the spiritual world, of which we get ample evidence from Vedic literature and also from the Bhagavad Gita. And the spiritually trained person can be transferred to the spiritual world easily by change of consciousness. The consciousness is always there because it is the symptom of the living spirit soul. But at the present moment, the consciousness is materially contaminated. Just like water pouring down from the cloud is pure distilled water. But as soon as the water comes in touch with the earth, it becomes muddy immediately. Again, by filtering the same water, the original clearness can be regained. Similarly, Krishna consciousness movement is the process of clearing the consciousness. And as soon as the consciousness clear and pure is transferred to the spiritual world for eternal life of knowledge and bliss, which we are hankering for in this material world, and being frustrated in every step on account of material contamination. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement should be taken very seriously by the leaders of the human society.
Next is a speech to the members of the London ISKCON Temple, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 23, 1968, in Los Angeles.
Ajñāna-tinirāndhasya jñānānjana-salākaya cakṣur-militam yena tasmai śrī gurave namaḥ. I offer my respectful obeisances and to the spiritual master who has opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge in my material existence of darkness. Ladies and gentlemen, please accept my greetings in the Happy New Year of 1969. And blessings of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for your kindly participating in this happy meeting of Krishna consciousness. Krishna appeared on this earthly planet 5,000 years ago and gave us the unique philosophy and religious principles of Krishna consciousness in the shape of the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, in course of time, as things change and deteriorate in the material world, people deteriorated and forgot the art of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna again therefore appeared as Lord Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the end of the 15th century, to revive the same Krishna consciousness atmosphere in the human society. Lord Chaitanya's special gift to the fallen souls of this age of quarrel and disagreement is to induce the people in general, the religionists, the philosophers, and everyone to take to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. He informed us that the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead can descend also in transcendental sound vibration and thus when he chanted Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly, we immediately contact Krishna and his internal energy, and thus we become immediately purified from all dirty things in our heart. Our conditional life of material existence is due to dirty things in our heart. Originally, we are all Krishna conscious living beings, but due to our long material association in different species of life, varying to 8,400,000 of different forms of life, we are accustomed to transmigrating from one form of body to another. In such cycle of birth and death, I, you, and every one of us, although originally spirit souls, and therefore qualitatively one in constitution with the Supreme Lord Krishna, we have identified with this material form of life, subjected to various forms of material pain, specifically in the shape of birth, death, old age and disease. The whole material civilization is a process of hard struggle of life, ending in birth, death, old age and disease. The human society is struggling fruitlessly against these perpetual problems of life in different ways. Some of them are making material attempts, and some of them are making partially spiritual attempts. The materialists are trying to solve the problems by achievement of scientific knowledge, education, philosophy, morality, ethics, poetic thoughts, etc. And the spiritualists are trying to solve the problems by different theses like discerning matter from spirit in various ways. And some of them are trying, as mystic yogins, to arrive at the right conclusion. But all of them must know it for certain that in this age of Kali, or the age of quarrel and dissension, there is no possibility of success without accepting the process of Krishna consciousness. Srila Sukadeva Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, has therefore recommended that everyone, be he a fruitive worker, a salvationist, or a mystic yogi, if actually he wants to be freed from the pangs of material existence, he must take to the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna consciousness is therefore an art of changing our hearts by purification from the dust of material desire. We cannot stop our desire because, as living entities, desiring is the component part of our constitution. Therefore, we cannot give up our desire, but we can purify our desire. Giving up desire is no solution, but curing the desire, diseased condition of desire, is the right solution. As such, therefore, this dust of misunderstanding is cleared up. We can see our real position of life and make steady progress towards the ultimate goal of life. We have forgotten the ultimate goal of our life due to lack of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, our entire activity should be executed in Krishna consciousness to revive our lost relationship with God or Krishna. We do not prohibit anyone to cease from the present occupational duties, but we simply recommend that he execute such duties in Krishna consciousness. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never recommended changing one's position of life, but he favored the process of hearing about Krishna from the right bona fide soul. One should give up the artificial process of philosophical speculation to arrive at the real goal of life. but one should submissively hear about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, which is generally inculcated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. If one submissively chants the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and hears the message of Krishna as it is in the Bhagavad Gita without any malinterpretation, then he does not have to change his position by some artificial method. Simply by the method of chanting and hearing, he comes to a transcendental position which will help him to know God, His name, His form, His quality, His pastime, His paraphernalia, and so on. We are, however, misled by persons and leaders who have very little connection with God or Krishna. Some of them are denying the existence of God. Some of them are falsely trying to place themselves in place of God. Some of them are in favor of the impersonal feature of God. And at last, some of them, without being able to reach any right conclusion, are accepting the ultimate goal of life as void or zero in utter hopelessness and frustration. But Krishna consciousness is solid ground for understanding Krishna or God directly by the simple method of chanting the holy name of God or Krishna. Misled by blind leaders, the followers who themselves are blind have failed to achieve the desired success. But here is a method called by the name Krishna consciousness, which is directly offered by Krishna, and the instruction as plainly described in the Bhagavad Gita, given to us 5,000 years ago, and again confirmed by Him in the form of Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago. This Krishna consciousness movement is a great art of life, very easy and sublime. This Krishna consciousness movement gives you everything you want without any artificial endeavor. It is transcendentally colorful and full of transcendental pleasure. We prosecute these Krishna consciousness activities through singing, dancing, eating, and talking philosophy received through authorized disciplic succession, and therefore it gives us everything we want without any artificial change of our natural instincts. The consciousness is there in you, but it is now dirty consciousness, and what you have to do now is to cleanse it from all dirty things and make it clear, Krishna consciousness, in pleasant method by chanting the glorified holy name of God, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.